in the church. We're studying in our communion series. The Abrahamic covenant will become the new covenant. Most Christians can tell you law, tell you the conditions, where to find it, but cannot tell you about the Abrahamic covenant or the new covenant, where it's found, what are the conditions. Now let's get to our passage. The Galatian believers. The book of Galatians, people, and this is so important in following now what all that I've just said. The Galatians is written to believers. So what is being talked about applies to us. So we're going to have to keep asking why. Why does Paul go back and compare these two? What's Paul's point? And he's talking about believers living the Christian life. He's not talking about getting saved so much as he is about how to live the Christian life. And he's going to go back and forth in this section, in these two covenants, talking about how you and I are to receive spiritual recovery from sin, all the blessings that you and I have in life. And what we're going to be noting is one of the primary things in the promise and the inheritance is going to be, as I said before, the land. And what I want you to start seeing is that little word, that's your key word, that you and I want to receive this spiritual land. This is where you and I want to get. We want to get to the spiritual land. If we looked at it this way, the inheritance that the children of Israel is looking for is the land. Okay, we come across the Red Sea. Here's the Red Sea. And here's the Jordan. Now, where we want to get is over here into the promised land. And we're going to find out that this land for you and for me really is Christ formed in you. This is where we really want to get. And I'll show you all this. I just want to talk with you. I'm not trying to defend any of these things. I'm talking with you so that when we start the flow, you'll be able to, alright, I see how we're doing this. So we go across the Red Sea. That's salvation one. But where I want to get here, is I want to get over here to this promised land, the land of Canaan, the land of Christ, and Christ formed in you. This is the spiritual. This becomes so important. One of the reasons a lot of Christians aren't into all of this is because we think so much in the material world. What I have and what I don't have. But once you start making this journey, the material world drifts off into the shadows, and what really becomes important is the spiritual and the eternal. What's going to happen when I die? What's going to happen in the next world? And all of these things are related to the eternal and the spiritual. So what we're going to look at is, how am I going to get this land? Now, it's going to come to us by promise as believers, and that's the whole point for going to the Abrahamic covenant, received by faith. And in order to do this, God is the only one involved. Remember, he does all the work. So he's going to send, and we'll see this in John chapter 14. This is really where it comes from. We have the two sendings of God. First of all, in Apostello is right out of our study in John. God sent his son, God sending the Holy Spirit. So God is going to send his son, Jesus Christ, to get us in this area of redemption. But that's not what the book of Galatians is about, people. The book of Galatians is about getting the land, getting Christ formed in you. And so for this, he's going to send the second sending by God, the Holy Spirit. So this is going to be a point of our faith, as we're going to see as we flow through this section of Scripture. Now, these are the things we want, a lot of ways of looking at it. We want a righteous life. How am I going to get it? We want spiritual love. We want minus sin in our life. We want Christ formed in us. Okay, all of these things come to the how. How am I going to get it? And what Paul is showing us, people, is you can go to one of two covenants. You can go to the Abrahamic covenant. It's still in effect for you. Or you can try to do it by the Mosaic covenant, the Mosaic law. It's up to you. Whichever way you want to try is what it seems like it's going to say. But all of this is for us by the same covenant that Abraham had. So these are the things we're looking at. This section will end with something, it's a little warning. This whole section will end with a warning. That if you decide that you're going to try and give it a shot and have the courage to receive all of these things, the righteous life, spiritual love, everything from God based on the promise by faith, one thing you need to be aware of. You will be attacked. You will be hated by those who want to do it by law. They will attack. They cannot stand that you say, no, you don't have to work. Just sit down at home, watch TV, eat chocolate candy, and God will give it all to you. No, no, no. You've got to get out and you've got to work and you've got to obey. And therefore, they are constantly attacking those who want to do it by the Abrahamic covenant. This is the way this section is going to end. So, are there any questions on these two covenants? Anything that just right at the beginning you want a little more clear? Okay, let's then get kicking and take a look at this passage then. Let's see what we got. We're at Galatians chapter 2, and I mean Galatians 3, and we're at verse 6. Galatians chapter 3, verse 6. And we left off at verse 5. I'm not even going to touch it. We've finished that. Let's move right in now to our discussion about Abraham. Even so, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Abraham received justification and righteousness the same way we do, people. That's why Paul is using this. We are no different. Thousands of years ago was Abraham. Let's just circle for 2000 BC. So that's approximately 4,000 years ago, and it's still the same. And that is by faith. Once again, we have something unexpected here. Why does Paul go back to Abraham? Why does he go back to the righteousness of Abraham? We have to ask ourselves, why does he do that? Notice the phrase, even so, even as. People, Paul goes back to Abraham, not to Moses, but he goes back to Abraham for the pattern of our salvation one and salvation two. That has always been God's way. And the reason that he does this is because Abraham, now watch this, Abraham is a Gentile just like the Galatians. Make sense? I'm going to go back. You want to know how to do this? I'm going to start with a well-known Gentile. I'm going to show you how this Gentile right here, just like you, received righteousness. There was no law when Abraham got all this stuff. How did he get it? He's like me. See, that's what you and I would say. Hey, wait a minute. He's a Gentile. I'm a Gentile. How'd he get it? Maybe that's the way I can get it. So that's why, once you see, that's why he goes back. Abraham received the imputation of righteousness by faith. And he received righteousness as a believer by faith. And we're going to do it the same way. This is why he goes back to Abraham. Because Abraham is a Gentile just like them, without the law, there is no law, yet he receives imputation of righteousness for salvation one and righteous life, and he did it all without the law. Well, that's something I want to look at, because that's where I am. So that's why he goes back to Abraham. Faith has